We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Friends, we always say the blood of Jesus Christ because that's the covenant-keeping power, that this is a blood covenant that we entered into with Jesus Christ. It's not the old covenant. It's a new covenant. And through that covenant, we have eternal life. We have salvation in him. We have healing through him. We have deliverance and we have provision. And I'm here today with my husband, Ed, in the studio. Hey, Ed, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And we want to testify to those wonders that we've seen through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and give God the glory today. So, Ed, I'm just thinking of that ministry that we shared together in Northport with the team, and how we had a lady with hearing aids, double hearing aids in both ears.
Wow, that's hard.
And we know nothing's too hard for the Lord, though, so that's awesome. And we have seen so many people healed. I always remember that time in Wagga Wagga, where the team members would remind us that there was a big jar full of hearing aids after the ministry.
That certainly was an exciting time to see so many people healed from hearing problems.
And yeah, a whole jar full of hearing aids. Do you remember that jar?
I don't.
But they remember it so clearly. I know, it's so good. So anyway, this lady came and she had hearing aids in both ears. So the first thing we do in Bridge for Peace is we ask them to remove the hearing aids so that we can check their hearing. And the way that we do that is, of course, we have a prayer partner. So at one end in this situation, the music was there, the worship music, and people were praying over one another. So there was quite a bit of sound in the facility. So we went down a hallway, and my prayer partner stood at one end of the hallway, and the woman with the hearing situation, she faced my prayer partner. And then I stood behind that woman. So if you can picture it, it's like my prayer partner and I looking at one another, and the woman at the middle looking at my prayer partner with her back to me without her hearing aids in. Now, what happens at this point is we begin to check the hearing. So the way we do that is we say to the person seeking healing to raise one finger or four fingers or three or five or two. We give a number. And then that person who's not looking at us, they then raise their hand and respond. Many times, you'll see a hesitation. They raise their hand, they're not sure, they kind of start to bring up maybe two fingers, maybe then they'll come with three, you can see that they're not hearing very clearly. And in this case, when I'm just behind a person many times, they'll be able to hear because you're right behind them, directly behind them speaking. And in her case, she was able to do that, which was not unexpected. And I started to back up, and I started to back up a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, a meter, I guess you would say in some places in the world, a meter, 2 meters, 3 meters. And she continued, as I said, raise two fingers, raise three fingers. She continued to just snap them up there, like no problem, no hesitation, no confusing signals. No, as you could see, she was not confused. She had total clarity in what she was hearing and how she was responding. And I was actually surprised, hon, I was surprised to see that because, you know, usually you're going to get that hesitation because it's a hearing problem. She had two hearing aids.
Exactly.
And I just kept backing up, another meter, another meter, another meter. And the same thing. She was just responding perfectly, immediate response to the command to raise three fingers, raise four fingers. I got to the end of the hall, and it was a busy night. There were a lot of people there. Again, a lot of wonderful music, a lot of people praying for others. So there was, you know, talking going on. And she was hearing perfectly clearly. So then the last thing that we say is turn around. Now, for us, you know, you see that surprise, like you're down there and I'm hearing you clearly. I wasn't shouting, speaking in a normal voice. So she turned around and she saw me. And I mean, I was just looking at my healing prayer partner, just kind of shrugging my shoulders, like, what's going on here? She's hearing everything.
That's so neat.
Yeah. And then in the end, just walking back to her saying, I don't know. We never prayed for her.
We never
prayed for her, because usually, you know, you'll see, okay, they can't hear after 1 meter. They can't hear you at all. And then you'll start to pray for them and then measure it again. That's the usual. And then they saw they could only hear a meter away. And then after prayer, they see that they can hear 10 meters away.
So just being in the Holy Spirit environment healed her.
Yeah,
is that right?
Just the power of Jesus Christ and her desire to be healed, her coming for prayer that she received. And we never even prayed. So then I think she had trouble, and maybe some of you listening can relate to this. She had trouble receiving what had happened. She said to me, should I put my hearing aids back in? I said, well, I don't see why you do that, because you're hearing, you know, 14 feet away with your back to me. You're not reading my lips. You're hearing perfectly. So I don't see why you would need hearing aids. So we had to like talk to her a little bit to convince her, like, yeah, she'd been healed by Jesus Christ.
That's beautiful.
I know. Yeah. It's wonderful. So if you're listening today and you say, wow, I could use some help with my ears, then receive it in the name of Jesus, because the power of God is available to you. And just like this lady, she didn't even need anyone to pray over her. She just sought prayer. She just sought healing. She got into that atmosphere where healing was happening, and she received it. So we pray that you'll be receiving today as well.
So we just pray in the name of Jesus that if you have a hearing loss or limitation, we just pray for that hearing to be restored now in the name of Jesus, that you'll be able to hear clearly and distinctly now through the power of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we seal this healing
in the blood of Jesus.
Glory to you, Lord God. Did you have another thought, hon, about testimonies?
Oh, yes, I had another thought. There was a lady there, as there seems to be always a lady at the healing services that has arthritis, and their hands are crippled up, and they're in a lot of pain. And I hate that arthritis, because I know, you know, you had it so severely, and I saw how you were healed. So
thank you, Jesus.
We just took the lady's hands and began to pray, and we prayed for the freedom to her hands, the ability to move the fingers and the knuckles, and she started to move them, and she exclaimed that she had no longer any pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
So thankful for that.
Praise God. Jesus. That's awesome. That's wonderful. If you've had a testimony, if you have had a healing through Jesus Christ, if you've had an encounter with Jesus Christ, write to us at bridgeforpeace.org and tell us what Jesus Christ has done for you, because we want to make it known.
On the info email, right? info@bridgeforpeace.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we'll get that information, and we'll be praying for you too.
Yeah, well, we want to hear the testimonies too, and your
Absolutely.
Encounters with Jesus. Tell us about your walk with Jesus, because we want to really release those inspiring stories to people all around the world. Thank you, Jesus.
Sure. It's so exciting to hear about the stories of people being healed around the world through the power of Bridge for Peace and Jesus Christ acting in through the prayer ministers. So we were so thankful for that. But we also want to spread the news that Jesus Christ is healing. And that's so important. If we recognize the power of Jesus operating in the world, it strengthens our faith in Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Be exalted, Lord. Yeah, so I was just thinking, we just have a couple of minutes left, and I was just thinking that we had two cases of gangrene that we know about being healed. Two cases that just come to mind just recently. One, we didn't even know it was a gangrene, but it was a burst appendix, and then gangrene had set in, and it was a very serious situation. The other one was a leg in Zambia. That's lady, right, in the hospital, yeah, with a leg that they were preparing to amputate. Her whole leg was gangrenous. I know Dr. Scott and Sylvester, they were prayer partners. They told us the report. And Dr. Scott said you could smell death this leg, because the leg was essentially dead. It was black. And they prayed for the lady. And then they went back to check on her the next day before the surgery, and she had left the hospital.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if she still had a gangrenous leg, she wouldn't have been able to really do that. It's so excruciatingly painful. And the other is a gentleman whose appendix burst, and his abdominal cavity was filled with gangrene. And we didn't know that, but we went to the hospital to pray for him. And praise be to Jesus Christ, he was totally miraculously healed and discharged and got stronger and stronger every day until he was back to full strength and went on to serve the Lord overseas as he had been doing before and in America, and just amazing, you know. But Satan keeps trying to rob your life, because God's got great plans for you, and Satan doesn't want to see those plans fulfilled. So we want to encourage you to study with us the Bridge for Peace Foundation for Healing, to study the scriptural word, and to listen to the experiences of others, and to think about who Jesus Christ is and what he's asking you to do in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, perhaps there's a healing ministry for you. You know, you learn through the Bridge for Peace Foundation for Healing about how to pray for the sick and how it is scripturally supported, that the word of the Lord tells us to go out and pray for the sick. And then you can start doing that. Start praying for the sick.
Start doing it. That's a good thing. That's a good word, Ed.
Yeah.
Don't keep it as head knowledge, friends.
Yeah. Don't keep it a secret.
But start doing it in Jesus' name, because people are dying. We tell you these two people with gangrene, you know, gangrene's a killer. The two of them were dying, essentially dying. One knew they were dying, and the other, I don't know if she realized it or not, but through the power of God, she was totally healed and resurrected into the life of serving Jesus Christ. So we pray that you too will enjoy the presence of God as you serve him. We thank you, Jesus, for that.
Yes, absolutely. We thank Jesus for the ability to pray.
Yes, the gift of prayer.
And see people healed through his power and his authority.
Amen. So I'm Annette Eckhart today with my husband, Ed Eckhart, for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. May God richly bless you today, that you can go out and do what he's called you to do, and Jesus Christ would receive all the glory. God bless you today.
God bless you.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing, and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.